Hello, this is Keith Pannell, and welcome to a new episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, to celebrate the 100th birthday of the University of Texas at El Paso. Our guest today is Professor Dena Jones. She's a concert pianist and with a particular passion for the music, the life, and the works of Joaquin Rodrigo, famed Spanish composer. Dena, welcome.
Thank you, Keith.
Tell us, what is your sort of passion for this gentleman?
Well, I stumbled across these works, the piano works of Joaquin Rodrigo. He was sort of the next in the line of very famous nationalist composers. I was drawn to the tradition that he held and then also this new compositional style, and very intrigued about his life story. As you know, he became blind at the age of 3. And I thought his approach to music difficult on the keyboard. He was a pianist. So it was challenging. People knew of him, of course, because of the very famous guitar concerto, the middle movement from the Concierto de Aranjuez, but not so familiar with his piano pieces. And so initially, that was my cause, to find out about how these influences gave this amazingly unique music and to share it with audience members and students.
So, I mean, it was basically that you discovered him through the guitar concerto and then wanted to delve further into it. And that's where the research comes into it.
Yeah, I heard the concerto when I was first 18 years old and wept uncontrollably. And then later on, had always followed Spanish piano music. And my teacher was like, you should check out this composer. Of course, I had heard of him, but did not know he wrote 21 solo piano pieces. So I started investigating them, and this is the thing about Rodrigo's music. It all sounds easy, quote unquote,
right,
but it is harder than heck to be able to play this man's works. He was a genius. People don't always understand that and seemingly think sometimes Spanish nationalistic music is popular, you know, that it's like musical theater or something like that. But it is really, really challenging. And so to be able to study, I've studied or taught all of those 21 pieces. The only piece I've not personally looked at is the piano concerto, which is a whole other beast in itself. One piano concerto, which has been performed a handful of times and successful, but nothing. You know, it's hard to hold a torch to that guitar concerto. That was something that he struggled with his entire life.
And not only did you become familiar with these 21 piano pieces, but the family. I think the audience would like to hear that a little.
Oh, I just was there last October, just a few months ago, and met with the daughter. And this is sort of the jumping off point for new research. She has a publishing house, still investigating lots of surprises in his works and his story with her help.
I mean, the implication is there's lots of manuscripts that are still have not yet been looked at by too many performers.
Manuscripts of his unique way of writing down music through the Braille system. It's a big hairy situation.
Oh, and so you have to learn a little bit about Braille.
Well, I have attempted to learn a little bit about Braille, but my project will be more on her endeavors and how she plans to disseminate his music and his attempt.
So, Professor Dena Jones, Professor of Music, thank you for being here on our program. And, in fact, the listener will probably have guessed by now that the theme song for this is, in fact, one of your recordings of the Serenata Española by Joaquin Rodrigo. So this is Keith Pannell saying be here for the next episode of 100 at 100, Research for Our Next Century, to celebrate the University of Texas at El Paso's 100th birthday.